Guess what? Guess what?
Mostly nothing.
What, 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 what?
We are live.
Oh God, I've got my squeaky bottle. I'm going to keep it off.
That's still a thing, you know, even after this break.
Of course. Where am I meant to get a new water bottle from? All the shops are closed. Not that I want a new one. I don't want a new one. I like my one. So it's like my alarm clock for you to get you up.
It does every time.
Yes. Hi, guys.
We are back, aren't we? Jesus, yeah. It's been quite the break.
It's been a while, and we're so sorry. As I mentioned in the previous post, for the radio silence, obviously this situation has disrupted a few things.
Just a few things.
But we are back, and we are so excited.
Yeah.
To be back.
Lots of new plans, new ideas.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. We're live streaming now. Look at us. We're on Twitch now. It's a new thing for us.
Yeah. Right? I think we decided that it would be nice to, for those who like a more relaxed, raw, kind of, you know, chilled and something you can interact with kind of vibe, we're going to be live streaming on Twitch. I think, yeah, it's a really cool platform. And, yeah, there's some cool people in there. So, hopefully we can. And then if you want the more like, kind of straight to the point version, stick to our podcasts and our YouTube videos. They're still going to be uploaded, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
But yeah, we just thought we'd add this stream in.
Yeah, the great thing about streaming is basically the, you know, live interaction with our viewers. So if you guys, you know, if you want to write something on the chat, we'll be able to just answer to you during the stream. And then we, you know, we might keep things in the actual podcast episode, you know, any interesting questions and possibly interesting answers we give.
Yeah.
It might we'll all be included. So yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So we thought for this episode, as it's like, I don't know, our coming back episode, we were going to talk about, I guess, how to, well, yeah, using the time given us as wisely as possible. And, you know, yeah.
Given is a good, yeah, it's a good word for it.
You know, and it's, I think it's something that we should look at with a silver lining, you know. Having all this time, I think it's something, I was speaking to my sister about this. When was the last time that never really, we've never had this kind of time where we can literally do stuff.
Yeah.
That
stuff we always wanted to do, right? And that's one of the main focus of this episode is trying to understand, okay, what kind of things people might be doing with their free time, things they've always wanted to do but never had the actual time because, well, they're probably too tired from their full-time job, and when they get home, you know, they just don't feel like doing much. And now that's changed, like, drastically. Everyone has time to just do whatever, you know, learn an instrument, play video games.
Yeah, video games. Yeah. We'll talk a bit about video games as well. Yeah. Because it's something that both of us have been spending some time doing. Let's get
a lot of time. Well, not as much as I thought I would, but yeah, quite a bit.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. So, like, what have you been spending your time doing?
Well, I also started streaming stuff on Twitch
by
myself, you know, some guitar playing, some video game playing. I do think the guitar stuff is kind of working better, so I'll probably be focusing more on that. And I think, yeah, like I told you, like we discussed, Twitch is an amazing platform for that because you get that immediate feedback, and it's nice, you know, when you're playing and you know someone's actually listening.
Yeah,
even if it's just like one person, even if it's literally one viewer, it's cool because it's someone you don't know, right? You're well, maybe you do, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It might just be a stranger watching and you're just interacting with this person. It's really cool.
Yeah. And from your experience, because, you know, you're someone who I think, you know, understands platforms such as Twitch very well and this whole, you know,
well,
streaming.
Still learning a lot.
Still learning, but I think...
Getting there. Getting there.
You know enough to almost answer if you think people are taking this opportunity to do more stuff like that. Have you seen, like, you know, more people? Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, 100%. Twitch is, has grown quite a lot over these past couple of months because of what's happening. Definitely. And it's crazy. Even the market, you know, there's no webcams anywhere. They all sold out. And, you know, all this streaming gear is now super overpriced because people just bought so much of it. Even people to work at home, they need like webcams, you know, right? To use Skype and Zoom. So now imagine a webcam can cost probably three times more than it did before all of this. Yeah, it's crazy. That's how many people are also getting into streaming, live streaming.
But, you know, I really, 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 really recommend it. I really recommend that this time is used for something like that. You know, if you're someone who has wanted to, say, start a podcast, I know a few people that have reached out and, you know, have said they've wanted to start a podcast. I really do hope you guys are starting it now, by the way, because it is the perfect time. Podcasting is really, really, you know, picking up, but as well, it really isn't as big as it could be. Like, it's nowhere near as big as it could be. What were the stats on, like, it compared to YouTube?
Well, I don't know exactly, but it's a tiny fraction of what YouTube is, obviously. But it's booming. It's
booming.
It's booming right now more than ever.
Yes, day by day.
Over the past few years, it's been growing consistently, but I think, there's been actually, you know, a spike of podcast popularity over this past couple of months.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's great.
So I think, if there's ever a right time, which I'm not really a believer of, I think things just need to be done when they need to be done. If there is ever a right time, I do think it's now. So if it's the podcast you want to start, or like, you know, we've been chatting, Diogo plays a lot of video games and he plays a lot of guitar, and I know that there will be people out there that would be so, you know, interested in watching that. So, he's like to stream it, which I think is great. I think it's really cool.
That's like the main reason I actually wanted to have more free time, was to start like working on all these things. And now I feel I'm actually spending time, because I was just trying to find a direction and actually objectives and what to do, coming up with a plan, really. Mm. And that took me a while. But now I think I kind of know where I want to go with all this stuff.
And it's funny because you say free time and it's like, unfortunately, you don't have as much free time as everyone else.
Oh, yeah,
you
know, I'm still working, obviously.
You know, it's still
been
working.
Quite the adventure.
Yeah.
We don't want to go too much into that.
No.
Our past episode was very focused on COVID before things got really bad, actually, because now, you know, this is already kind of after the big storm. But there's really no point going into that, right?
No.
Yeah, we don't want that. And, you know, we're just glad we're okay. You know, most of our friends, everyone's okay. You know?
Most
of our friends. And
just look on the bright side and
just need to be positive about this future, right?
Yeah. So in regards to gaming, I have picked up the habit at a very unfortunate time.
My fault.
Your fault, precisely. So I now have Animal Crossing on Nintendo Switch Lite.
And it's taking over.
It is taking over my life. And so I found out yesterday that now there are job opportunities in Hong Kong to basically build Animal Crossing islands. And I need to look into it.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. I read that and I was like, really? They're doing that? So now you just have to do a specific island in a certain way and they pay. I read it. It was the equivalent to 1,400 quid a month.
You know, I always like thought to myself, you know, I do really love games, but I never thought of myself as being one of those people that would have enough time to sit and play my, like, an alternative kind of reality as opposed to the reality I already have, which is already so much.
Packed and then stuff to do.
And then, but there is something about this game and I totally get what people are raving about, you know, and until you've played it, I don't want to hear shit come out of your mouth about Animal Crossing because there's something about it, and we discussed it. Like,
it's brainwashing.
It is brainwashing. Yeah.
I haven't played for a week because I was also getting a bit too much into it.
But that's the thing. If you don't play, you are not very, like, if you're not in the world of Little Crossing, you're not in it. Okay, it's like sex. The more you have it, the more you want it, kind of thing, right?
Yeah, but
until you
get to the point where you feel sore, and then it's not a good idea anymore. But
yes, but as soon as you get into, you know, your island, whatever it's called, mine's called Cashew, by the way. I love cashew.
Mine is called Fuzeta. She's an island in Portugal.
Such a nationalist. And
I'm not. I'm actually
kidding. And once you get into your little world, which starts off as a bloody tent, and then you start to build this whole island, you're in. Once you're in, you are in. You are, you know, shoveling for pieces of iron, and you are shaking trees for bits of log, and you're getting stung by bees, and then you're taking medicine. And I really do feel that I look after my little self in there more than
than in real life.
In real life,
yeah.
It's like Diogo picked up every time I exit the game. I have to put her into bed,
which you don't have to, because when you log out and log in, you'll be at your place anyway. No. But for some reason, you just choose you have to take
in bed. If it's the evening, it's the daytime, she can sit on her chilling lounge, right, which, by the way, has a mostly nothing poster behind it now.
Oh, you need to find a way of showing that.
I could on my like actual Switch and like show it to the camera.
Nah, it won't look good. It'll look good. Yeah,
but
we'd have to find a way of doing some kind of screen capture, the Switch, but I don't think you can do that with the light.
I need to work it out because I kind of want to stream myself playing that game.
We'll work it out. You want to stream yourself?
Animal Crossing,
That's it. Juliet is becoming a streamer now.
I mean, I think why not? If you're going to play it, you might as well stream it. One person watches it, one person watches it. But there is no difference. I think also it'll just give you a bit more like oomph to just play a bit better. To just like shake down an extra tree for just a few more pears. Like, it'll push you.
And you eat healthier in that game, don't you?
That's not much true. There's nothing to eat in that game.
You just eat pear.
I'm technically vegan in that game.
Yes, you are, yeah.
No, I've tried to eat some of those fish.
You know, Animal Crossing is secretly vegan propaganda.
It's not though, because I have meatballs on my face.
I
have meatballs on my face.
Yeah. Is it actually meatball?
It looks like spaghetti.
Isn't it just tomato sauce with some spaghetti? Well, I think we should clarify
because
this.
Because it's my world, I choose for it to be
we should clarify that with the developers,
a
probably.
Meatball bolognese. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I choose.
I think Animal Crossing is vegan propaganda.
Island Cashew Island is for the plants, and we only eat the animals. Oh shit! This is so bad.
It's horrible because your neighbors in this game. I don't know if you haven't played this game. Your neighbors are animals.
Our animals.
Like you have like what, owls and cows.
I find that weird, actually.
Birds and stuff like that, and they just talk to you.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. But yeah, Animal Crossing. Check it out.
I mean, I was saying to you, like, I can't wait for the day that, like, this whole, like, kind of avatar kind of world becomes reality. And I'm there.
You're there, yeah.
And it's fine because, you know, we can visit each other's islands.
Hmm. You know? I've been to your island, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you've been to mine, have you, actually?
No. No. I'm going to go trash it.
Aren't you there?
Can I do that? Can I? I can like dig a few holes and run away.
Yeah, but that's very rude in the world of Animal Crossing.
I know, I would never do that.
People don't do that.
But see, that's the thing. For example, like on my own island, like I would, even if I accidentally shovel a hole, right? Mm-hmm. I would obviously shovel it back, you know? And you think, you know, why would you like waste your time in doing something like this? But like you really do, you get the sense of like, this is the right thing to do and I have to do it, and you follow these laws of this game which doesn't have any consequence to anything. But yeah,
that happens a lot in games. It's like the meta coding. Yeah. It's things like developers don't expect to happen, and it's just like it's like these fictional rules players just come up with.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a loud bike.
Fictional, I think more like fictional values
But that grows in a lot of games, especially since online gaming is a thing. Yeah. And the online communities, you know, there's all these rules coming up in all these different games. Mm. Things that just people decide are right or wrong to do in that game. Mm. Yeah. Fucking all this fucking bike. Shh. That's it.
But enough is enough.
Enough is enough. But you know, when I was telling you earlier, like how many like people that haven't been gaming for many years are now coming back to gaming and trying it again because of all this free time. Mm-hmm. And now people are realizing like, holy shit, games look like this now.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there's a, like, after all of this is, you know, said and done, a lot of people will just, you know, stay around and continue to play shit tons of video games because they realize, like, this is fucking amazing. This is better than Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, all those hours on Netflix, you know, maybe playing a video game is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, no, I agree.
Because I believe that, but I'm biased. But I do believe that 100%.
But so we had actually a very interesting talk about this yesterday. There was an article that you came across.
Oh,
what was
it
called? So,
I have it saved here somewhere. We can share it on our Instagram page later.
So yeah, it was a really interesting
article. It was a Time magazine article. They're talking about, they're basically saying, okay, if you're gaming through quarantine, you know, that's fine. Don't feel bad about
it. Right, right. Yeah. So yeah, it was just basically expressing the fact that you shouldn't feel bad. And then we were just discussing, yeah, like we both agree with that. You know, you shouldn't. I think gaming can have extremely like beneficial kind of, you know, properties. I really do think it does. I think it can exercise your mind in, you know, ways a lot of things can't. However, I think it's really important to understand that
control.
Like nowhere in this article does it say that yes, you can play, but that does not mean you play from the second your eyes open to the second your eyes close. You know, I think it's really important to understand that, you know, like we're saying, the time we are given is for it to be used as wisely as possible. Yeah. And
I got the article here.
Oh, you got it. We'll share it.
It was written by Matthew Galt. It's titled, I'm Gaming My Way Through Quarantine, and That's Nothing to Feel Guilty About.
Well, I mean, I would feel guilty if I gamed from, like, you know, sunrise
to
sunset.
Without exercising on top of that, without doing other things, you know. Yeah, right. That won't be good for you.
That's not good. I think there are a lot of things that need to continue being done during this, you know, quarantine. Yes, and exercise being one of the most important. Like, guys, you've got to keep those fucking steps up. Because think about it, like, I only know this because I track everything on my Fitbit.
You track everything with that, with that.
But I originally, like, going to, like, uni or, like, going to work, I'd be doing, like, you know, like 20,000 steps a day.
Yeah.
Every day. And that is really, really good exercise without you realizing. But sitting at home, you won't do more than like what, 300 steps, and that's you walking to your kitchen and back just to eat more food. Get those steps up. Like, you need to be doing more exercise more than ever.
And you create people create a hole on their couches.
Literally. You know,
it's not good. That's it's not good. Important. And we're all guilty of it because I've been doing that now and then.
I've been really trying to stick into it. It's important. Yeah. It's tough. I think my biggest advice is to get it out of the way in the morning. Like for me, I like to basically just get up and move. Like it's one of the first things I do when I, you know, get out of bed. I'll get up and move. I'll do some yoga like within the first 20 minutes of being awake. Because you get it out of the way. Yeah. You've done it. It wakens you up. You feel good. And half an hour of yoga, like, I know it's not easy, guys. It's not easy. Like you'll get a sweat on for sure if you know do it properly. Right. So yeah, get it out of the way and do it.
We got a new follower, Feed the Power, followed us just a minute ago. Thank you very much.
We've got a question.
Oh yeah, no, it's just Zay asking: is it weird that in a game with no rules, you still know what is right and wrong? It's our moral compass.
Yeah.
That's something we've been on to a lot, you know, with the conversations between Jordan Peterson and Sam Harris.
Yeah.
It's a lot about that, like our, you know, natural moral compass and what's actually guiding us through our decisions. And, you know,
it's a very interesting
topic.
And
it happens in virtual worlds too. That's great. Yeah. That says a lot about it, right?
It does. Yeah. I mean, it's weird and it's not weird because it's like almost like what we've been wired. Yeah.
Yeah, we've been wired like that.
Yeah. But it's cool. It's really cool if you start to look into it like that. It's amazing.
I really recommend those conversations. It's on YouTube. You can watch it for free.
Oh, God, they're amazing. I actually got
Jordan
my mum into watching
and
them. Yeah.
Sam Harris. It's fascinating. It's fascinating, you know, because Jordan is like defending that there's value in, you know, religion and how we can get some moral orientation from these religious texts and books, and Sam Harris is against that And so it's very interesting.
It's really
I really recommend you guys watch it. Because it's very complex. We can't really get too much into it here.
Yeah. But I mean, it is, in general, interesting subject. Yeah, do watch it. And I would recommend to watch it more than once. It's really, really, really kind of heavy. But if you, follow it through, I think it's really beneficial. I think it's something that's really interesting. And I really love the way Sam Harris, kind of flows with the conversation and, the stuff he brings to the table. And I wouldn't say I'm either or, but I...
They both have very valid points.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's the thing. Yeah. I don't know. I might tend to agree... with Sam Harris.
Somehow. I think I'm more Peter Jordan.
You are.
I am.
Well, that's fine. We can also live with that the same way they do.
But but it's not in the fact that, I'm not a religious person. I'm far from it.
I know you're not at all. Yeah, you're not.
But I really do believe that there are a lot of things that can be taken away from religion. And I know there are a lot of bad things, of course, but I think that's with everything. And I think, and I know what you say is that you just, why not go to the... to the root of it instead of going through
question,
religion, right?
The real question is, would we be able to come up with those good values even if religion didn't exist? And it's a matter of you agreeing or not, or believing or not, that that would be the case, that even if religion didn't exist, we would still somehow find a valid moral compass, which I believe in that. Mm-hmm. But like you said, there's really good arguments on the other side too. So, but I do tend to favor more this side.
I think
we're happy to live with that.
Conquering everything.
Getting deep.
I do love that subject.
We went from Animal Crossing to religion and moral values. Yeah. That's basically what we do in this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're really interested to see what people have been up to, right? That's the thing. Like we were discussing, what have people been up to? What are they learning now? Because I think people are realizing, all right, there's a lot of shit I like to do now, that I never tried before. Maybe, like I said, learning an instrument, and some people always wanted to do and never had the time. And now things are happening. And I'm really interested to see how this will change people's minds and what they value. You know?
Me too. The thing is, though, I have heard from a lot of people that, they have all this time and they're excited to do all these things that they've wanted to do for a while. But there's almost this anxiety behind doing all these things. Because when you come out of this, everyone's going to be like, oh, what did you do during, three, 4 months of no work, no nothing. Like, what did you do? What did you come out, doing? What did you, And I think a lot of people are, a bit heavy on the chest, trying to work out what it is to be able to then be like, hey, yeah, I did this.
You know what I've been thinking is, how people are speculating with all this isolation, a lot of people would get depressed just for the fact that they can't really go out, right? What about the depression of people that will have to go back to jobs they hate? And then they won't have the time to do the things they were enjoying so much. During the quarantine, I think there's going to be a lot of depression related to that, which is almost like the opposite.
Because
of what was being said.
It's a major shift of just change. I think, no one was expecting a shift of change like that. And I think maybe the shift of change of going back is going to be a lot slower. So hopefully that will kind of ease people in. Because I think if it was just a crazy long period of just lockdown and then next day everything's fine, I think people would freak the fuck out.
It would be chaotic too.
It would be.
It's not something you don't want that to happen.
No. So I think it will be easier coming out than it was going into it, because I don't know if it's even hit me yet, because it just went in so quick and then all of a sudden it just became this big situation. And I don't know. So hopefully coming out
will be better.
It'll be better. And people will just take things with more gratitude. I'll tell you something that's actually really helped me during this quarantine. I create this massive long ass lock-in list. And it's like this crazy list. It's really long. It's got a lot of things on it. And I aim to tick one thing off every single day. And then I think it's just really cool because I get to look back and just have all, like, I don't like completely scribble it out. I do a really thin line so I can still see what I've ticked off. And I can just like look back and see all these things I've ticked off my lock-in list. And they're all things that I've wanted to do for a while and just have, and silly things like learn to knit, you know, or I don't know, paint my cupboard wall, you know, just things that you've wanted to do and you just haven't done. So that's really helped me. Like, so every day, instead of just having to think of something, I can just look at my list, pick one thing, tick it off. And yeah, it makes me feel like, yeah, good.
And it's like...
Organize,
yeah. And it's interesting to me because although I'm still working, just the fact you can't go to, you know, restaurants and chill in some coffee shop, you know, I still have all this extra free time. Because some people assume, oh, you're still working, so it's not very different for you, but it's super different, you know?
Yeah.
I haven't been training because the academy is closed.
You spent a lot of time there, yeah.
Because that was a big portion of my time was spent there. So, yeah, now what I notice is, well, my guitar playing has been improving. For sure, because it's like I've been practicing much more, exercising less though.
Need to get you, we should go for a run.
But I need, you know, I need some proper miracle physiotherapy.
Yeah, crippled Diego.
I'm just crippled, I was born crippled, pretty much. Yeah, and other exciting things, you're almost finishing uni. Your business thing.
Yeah, uni's almost done.
So that's also related. That's also related with what we've been talking about. Is like now you'll have even more free time to dedicate to stuff you've always wanted to do, right?
Well, yeah, I'll technically be a completely like free bird.
A free bird, yeah.
Yeah, do you know what? It's exciting, but absolutely terrifying at the same time. I don't know. I don't want to think too much about it. I just want to go with the flow kind of thing. I have quite a lot of things that I want to do and I'm just going to go with them and just, and mostly nothing is definitely, you know, I'm really happy that I'll be able to put it like a higher priority.
High in the priority, yeah.
Because I love it. I think that's one of the most important things that people have to do as well during this time. It's a great time to do it because we don't really have time to do these things, but it's to prioritize what, you know, we want in life. We have to basically, you know, get it all down and just work out what our priorities are, because sometimes they get a bit muddled. And
when
it's too many things, and yeah, and sometimes you're doing things not because they're important to you, but because, I don't know, other reasons, you know, but not because it's important to us. And mostly nothing is something that's so important to me because I enjoy doing it. I have fun doing it.
It's funny. It's like we just realized how much we missed it from, you know, and we've done 10 episodes, right? And we took this longer break.
Yeah.
It's like, how are we coming back? And it's quite obvious that we missed doing this shit. We really did.
Yeah.
And we want to do it more often, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, you're going to have more free time. Yeah. And now, you know, I have a lot of free time anyway, as it is. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying is there's going to be more of mostly nothing going around.
Exciting, yeah. We'll obviously look to build it up in every way possible. And it's just really exciting. And
so exciting. And we want to know what you guys have been up to. So, you know, on our social media, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube comments, whatever, you know, we want to know what you guys have been up to, right? Because I'm interested to see.
I think like Netflix all the new skills watched a lot.
Well, that's not really a new skill, is it?
Of course, but I'm saying I think that's the reality.
The same, a lot of Netflix. Well, the same watching. Way I'm, well, playing a lot of video games is also is not necessarily a new skill for a lot of people.
Well, I guess you are like, you know.
It's interactive. You know, it's
bettering
stimulating.
A skill. You are bettering
it's stimulating
a skill.
You at something. If you,
gaming is a skill.
Your brain gets quite sharp
with
some games. You just don't do it too much because then it's not good.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, fuck your eyes. I'm telling you. Yeah. Trust me. These monitors, you know, they can be nasty. Anything else we wanted to talk about specifically?
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
We pretty much covered most of the main things we wanted.
I think we have a really nice, short, snappy...
Short, snappy. And this was our first test drive streaming this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. Huh? We got a couple of people watching. Zaire has been here to the end.
Oh, he's thank a good you man. So much. I seriously can't wait to have you back. Please, can you start thinking of like conspiracies you want to talk about? Start looking into, you know, the side of things. And the second, like, yeah, we can get a guest
I'm just waiting to hear about the coronavirus conspiracies. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of shit going around
the
already.
The thing we were discussing yesterday. What were we discussing yesterday? I mean, I just know it's more than a virus.
I mean,
it's not a, just a virus.
Well, the consequences of it, yeah, are way beyond what would you expect a virus to do.
I don't think it just, you know, it anyway. Is what it, like, we'll anyway,
leave, we'll leave that time. To another episode, all right? So, bye, everyone.